Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Tech News Today is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Tech News Today for Thursday, September 23rd, 2010. Tech News Today is brought to you by Slingbox. Watch your favorite TV shows when you're away from home with Slingbox. Check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or visit slingbox.com/twit. Welcome to Tech News Today. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Becky Worley.
And I'm Dr. Kiki.
Behind the boards, our excellent producer, Eric Lanigan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well.
Good.
This is the show where we kick around the tech news of the day and then just keep kicking it until it gives in.
That soccer ball of tech news.
Every once in a while it does kick back. And then we kick it harder. Stay down, tech news. Stay down.
No.
Before you start with your tech news, I did want to mention something. We should remind people about our chat room and that it's a great place if you're watching live or even sometimes in reruns. Get in there, irc.twit.tv. I meant to tell you that in the pre-show, but it's such a great place to be and we have a really nice community. So there, I've done my announcement.
If you go to live.twit.tv at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern, you'll find the chat room embedded right there on the page.
Yep.
If you're not comfortable with these IRC things, you can just go right in.
Right.
Enjoy yourself.
Now to the news.
Yourself out. Facebook said to be working on phones with INQ. This is the tech news that won't stay down. The Facebook phone is apparently for real. Bloomberg says they're working on a couple of devices that will be introduced in Europe in the first half of 2011 and the U.S. in the second half. AT&T is a possible carrier for the United States. They would be exactly what Zuckerberg described in his interview with Arrington, which is a Facebook integrated on top of an operating system. So it would handle your contacts and it would provide your photo management and all that kind of stuff. It'd be very similar to the Microsoft Kin in a lot of ways. Yeah. So we got some corroboration on that from Om Malik over at GigaOm, who's like, oh, yeah, I've known about this for a while, but I couldn't say anything. But now that Bloomberg's saying something, well, okay, I'm going to tell you, these are the facts. AT&T deal is not final yet. Phones are going to hit the market as quickly as Bloomberg suggests. It's going to be on Hutchinson's 3G network. Spotify is likely to launch in the U.S. in December, which means it could also make an appearance on the Facebook phone on AT&T. And also, you got to make sure that your website works if you want these phones to work. Because Facebook.com's been down for 2 days. Well, not for entirely for 2 days. But.
On and off for 2 days. It had a little outage yesterday, and then today it was a little longer, maybe around 45 minutes. I'm just saying, you know, that was my experience. And also the weird thing here, Tom, was that the like button on all of the various and sundry websites that use that to integrate social networking onto their content pages, that was also giving users problems, which created sort of a weird slowdown in multiple places. So Facebook they're all over the news today. Also, Mark Zuckerberg gave $100 million to a Newark, New Jersey school district. And I think then you've also got the Facebook movie coming out tomorrow. They're everywhere right now. But I think this phone story is really where the news is. And, you mentioned Om Malik supporting. Oh, yeah. You know, I've known about it for years. There are a ton of Facebook rumors that have floated around the valley that everybody was sure about that never happened. Facebook Wallet. They were going to compete with PayPal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's that? Facebook Music Service. They were going to go up head to head against MySpace's music service. Well, luckily, MySpace is kind of going away. But really, I'm not so sure this is completely dead certain at this time.
It's not completely dead certain, but I think it's real. I think Facebook, Zuckerberg pretty much confirmed it yesterday. Like, yeah, we are working on integrating this. And so Bloomberg saying like, INQ, they're the people building it. It just fits right in. So, again, we're not getting a Facebook phone in that they're building it or even designing it, but a Facebook-branded phone or a phone that's built around Facebook as its main feature that's similar to the Kin, which was trying to be that with different services. Facebook can provide all of them. It can manage your contacts, your photos, your groups, all the stuff you need. It can be your phone book.
Yeah, and I think that that's going to be one of the interesting things is seeing how it integrates into whatever platform it chooses. Looks as though they're going to be using Google's Android operating system, at least if the rumors hold true. And so it'll be neat to see how it fares, how if it does come out, how it ends up competing against other Android phones that do have the Facebook app, do have other social integration aspects to them, but having it specifically designed to be the Facebook social network phone.
Well, the big difference is you'll have absolutely no guarantee of privacy with the Facebook phone, rather than the partial guarantee that you get with the Android phone.
Right, and if yesterday and today are any indication, you have no guarantee of service.
Well, that gives you more privacy when people actually can't find any of the information about you that's on Facebook.
I can't get a hold of you. I can't.
You know, Tom, you mentioned the kin when you were discussing this, and Silverblade in the chat room has a good point. Kin, total fail. And those of us in the tech community think Facebook phone, really? But I think Chris Dawson over at ZDNet, he wrote a great editorial about this, and he kind of nailed it. He said, we're not talking about the technorati here or enterprise users looking for an alternative to RIM devices. We're talking mom, dad, grandma, tweens. And you make sure that Flash 10.1 is fully supported so you can get those awful Zynga games on it, and this thing will sell faster than INQ can make it. So, I mean, yes, the kin was a abysmal failure, but I think that maybe Facebook could learn from that and target it a little bit more specifically.
Yep. We also have good news about the white space spectrum. We've been following this story for a little bit here on Tech News Today, which is the space between television channels or on empty television channels is being licensed by the FCC for use in data transmission. So either a mobile wireless or internet delivery. They keep calling it Wi-Fi on steroids.
Love that.
It's not. That is so wrong in so many ways. It does not do anything to your body. It's not illegal in Major League Baseball. And it's not Wi-Fi. But it is white space. And devices will need to query a special geolocation database before transmitting in order to avoid broadcasting over existing TV channels. They won't have to auto-sense. So that means you'll get cheaper devices. But everybody, Microsoft, Google have been testing this out. City and Carolinas have been testing this out. And so now it is official. The vote has been taken. And it was unanimous, bipartisan support for the white space.
And Microsoft has been testing this out, sorry, Kiki, on their campus. And they said that they're getting four times the range of their traditional souped-up Wi-Fi. And, you know, they had to get a special license to test it out. And basically, my understanding, they're calling it white-fi. Not Wi-Fi, white-fi, which is kind of creepy. I know. But four times the range, and it sounds like a lot more underlying stability and interfaces with existing Wi-Fi. So one thing that made me nervous as a broadcaster was, well, what are we going to do about wireless mics? Because there's a lot of spectrum crossover, but they're going to leave two channels open for the wireless mics. So I'm still using a wired mic when we get to CES in Las Vegas, but I'm just saying, generally, this is a good thing.
And if you do end up, you know, hosting an NFL game or something, Becky, you know, you're set because...
Stranger things have happened.
You can ask for a special permit to get more channels allotted to you if that's what you need.
Also, on a little side note, all the commissioners voted yes on this. Everybody was excited and bipartisan loveliness up there on stage when they announced
the vote.
Except Commissioner McDowell took the moment to make a little side swipe at Jenikowski, the FCC chairman, when he said, like, see, this is why we don't need any net neutrality regulations, because we'll have all of this competition in the white space. And then he kind of looked over at Jenikowski, and Jenikowski apparently gave some sort of wan smile. It's like, really? You had to bring that up? It's like, you know, at the wedding.
The sideswipe.
The drunk guy who makes the toast and brings up the ex-girlfriend. It's sort of like that. that kind of atmosphere in the room.
There were also comments about time. You know, basically the fact that this has been in the works since about 2002, since it was first floated at the FCC. So
yeah,
it's a few years on since they've been working on this. So it's about time.
Verizon spoke to, well, not all of Verizon, just their CEO, Ivan Seidenberg, spoke to investors today and had a lot to say. First of all, threw a wet blanket on the iPhone rumors, saying, you know, we'd love to have an iPhone. We have to work for that. We have to deserve it. Also said cable TV is dead and Verizon's going to do tiered pricing on Verizon Wireless eventually.
Okay, we knew about tiered pricing. Cable TV is dead. We'll get back to that. But the whole we got to earn an iPhone, there has been so much noise in the last 3 weeks especially, wouldn't you say, Tom, about, yep, CDMA, iPhones coming to Verizon, Q1 2011, and now this? Really?
He said, here's the quote. Seidenberg told investors, "We would love to carry it when we get there, but we have to earn it. I think 4G will accelerate the process, and any other decisions Apple makes would be fine with us. Hopefully, at some point, Apple will get with the program." So it's all over the place. At one point, he sounds humble, like, we just need to earn the right to carry the iPhone. And at the other end, he's like, Apple better get with the program. So
I think they're in
negotiations about carrying the iPhone. I still think it's not going to happen until the summer because that's when new iPhones come out.
Yep.
There's an off chance that they would go out of cycle, but I think they're aiming towards summer, and I think Verizon is posturing, like you said, trying to figure out a way to get a better deal.
Wah, wah.
So anyway, the other comments about over the top, he said that the cord cutting phenomenon of consumers swapping cable subscriptions for the internet is only going to get worse. He says, quote, young people are pretty smart. They're not going to pay for something they don't need to. Over the top is going to be a pretty big issue for cable. I don't like this phrase over the top either because it's just industry jargon. It just means getting your television over the internet instead of paying for cable.
Listen, I loved that movie because arm wrestling is a serious sport and nobody should throw water
on
the fridge.
Winner takes a fall. Loser takes a fall. No, wait. Winner takes it all. Loser takes a fall. There we go.
Right.
Something
you got
like
it.
That. I should never try to sing Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, not quite.
From the movie Over the Top. Those of you who just about shut off your podcast playing devices. Like, what the hell just happened? Becky started it.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I mean, what do you think of this, you guys? Is Seidenberg just taking pot shots at Comcast because Verizon is in this business of providing television over a cable into your house?
It is in that business, but I think they're doing a lot of work in mobile recently. You know, a lot of stuff is moving in that direction. And internet is huge. They do the internets also. Pretty much same as Comcast, except Comcast doesn't have the mobile devices to fall back on.
He's talking to investors here, too. So essentially, I think what he's saying is, you know what? All of this stuff you hear about people cutting their cable contracts eventually and moving to internet, it won't hurt us because we're internet.
We're the internet.
That's pretty much it. And so, yeah, tiered data pricing, like you said, Becky, we knew this was coming. But Seidenberg did say we didn't need to be first on tiered pricing, and we're not sure we agree yet with how AT&T valued the data. So it may not be the exact same prices. Usually when these things happen, everybody sort of falls in line and prices things fairly similarly. A Sprint, a T-Mobile, a Metro PCS might be a little cheaper, but they're always pretty close because they don't want to have a price war.
Right. And that phrase really gives us an indication into what Verizon's whole business model is. Let's just let AT&T take the fall for everything. We'll learn from them and do it a little better.
I like thinking that maybe they've got their data infrastructure set up slightly differently. So maybe the similar pricing plans wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, if their infrastructure is not the same as AT&T, which you wouldn't expect it to be since Verizon,
you're
really
able to make calls on it.
Yeah, you don't lose. You know, your phone works. So maybe.
We're just being catty. It worked.
Yeah.
It works on other carriers in other places. Yes. But the point of this all is that Verizon had a lot to say today.
Yeah,
but that
they
doesn't,
were chatty.
That doesn't mean that your cable television is gone. Most of you probably still have some sort of cable television out there, which means you can still take good advantage of our sponsor, Slingbox. They allow you to take your home television, however you get it, even if it's over the air. You don't have to have cable. Anything that comes into your television can go into the Slingbox and then be broadcast back over the internet. So you're not going over the top. You're going around the top. You're like, forget the top. I'm just going to do it my way. Watch any of the shows that I pay for, any of the things I subscribe to, all the things on my DVR. I am going to watch those whenever I want on whatever device I want, on your laptop, on your iPhone, on your BlackBerry. It's television your way. All you do is you buy a Sling Box, you plug it into your television, you plug it into the internet, and boom, you're getting everything at no extra charge. So check it out. Go to Slingbox.com/twit or go to a Best Buy and have them show it off to you there. I think I'm going to be using it for BlizzCon again this year because I don't think I'm going to head down to Anaheim. And I loved last year being able to just watch the entire BlizzCon lineup of speakers while walking the dog, you know, just having it on my iPhone. It was great.
I was thinking more like the NFL Sunday Ticket. You're thinking like BlizzCon. I like that discrepancy.
Yeah, well,
I'm thinking it's football season. People have paid big money for that football on Sunday, and if they want to watch the game live, they can watch it wherever they got their iPad or their iPhone.
I think this calls for a little disclosure. People should realize that Becky is perfectly qualified to do this show on her own, but she does fulfill a certain quota, a minority representation in our audience, which is sports fans.
I am the Budweiser guzzling, chili eating, remote in hand Sunday girl for this show. Yes.
Yeah. We need to represent. It's underrepresented in our audience.
It is. I have no idea what you're talking about with all these sci-fi references. But do I want some football?
Yeah. Netflix got busted for using actors at their Canadian launch event.
I freaking love this story.
Apparently, some reporters went and started talking to folks that were in the crowd at the launch of Netflix in Canada. And notice that many of them were saying pretty much exactly the same thing.
That sounds like a canned response.
They found a script that matched what the people were saying and uncovered the fact that Netflix had hired actors. Now, what Netflix says is, hey, we apologize. This is not what we meant. We were shooting a commercial for Netflix in Canada before the announcement, and somehow the actors stayed around and decided to talk to the press and all say the same thing.
Nobody told them to do that. Nobody told them to do that.
VP
really.
Of Corporate Communications Steve Swayze said he was unaware that a script was handed out to the extras, and he claims some people got carried away, and it's embarrassing to Netflix. They have since issued a more complete apology on the on their blog titled "We Blew It,"
which is great. Although the story between the blog and some other comments, it did kind of change throughout the day. He went from saying there was no script, we didn't know what they were talking about, to saying Canada requires a script to do any street closures or video shooting in public.
This is the bane of a PR flax existence, which is not knowing the whole story, because you never do. You can't be everywhere at once. And so he probably said, what are you talking about? There's no script. We wouldn't give a script to people. And then someone calls up, Mr. Swayze, we did have a script for the commercial we shot. And he's, well, why? It's the law. We actually have it. But it's supposed to be man on the street. Why do we? Right. Well, Canada requires you have a script to get the permits and stuff. And anyway, he's saying people got out of hand. They were given improper direction to talk to the news media. So some producer's taking a fall for this.
I do have to call conspiracy theory, though. I think they hired those people to sit in and around the audience and be enthusiastic. Whether it was, I'm sure they weren't as naive to say, oh yeah, go try and get interviewed by the press. Or maybe, as you said, some producer just lost their mind. But I do think this has all the ringings of let's pad the crowd. Let's put them in there and make it feel really,
really big.
Awesome.
I absolutely agree, Becky, but I don't think it was a planned decision. I think somebody on the scene, whether it was the producer of the commercial or some other PR rep,
wouldn't it be great if all these extras just hung out and just stayed? We've already paid them for the day.
Yeah, people to just stay. And then somehow that turned into talking to the press, and it's not good for Netflix.
Oops. That's a big oops. Yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, so many people love Netflix here in the U.S., and people in Canada have been clamoring for it. It's just hilarious. It's like, really? You had to hire actors for this? Or you did hire actors for this? You don't need it.
Meanwhile, paying for Netflix in the Canada is cheaper than in the US, the U.S. And in an interview with Hollywood Reporter, they asked CEO Reed Hastings, like, don't you think people may notice this and be upset that it's cheaper in Canada? Usually it's cheaper in the originating country for a service. And Reed Hastings said, how much has it been your experience that Americans follow what happens in the world? It's something we'll monitor, but Americans are somewhat self-absorbed.
They'll never notice.
like they pay attention to anything that happens outside of the continent. They don't even know what's going on in Hawaii.
They'll never know. They'll never know.
The we're US. Charging Come them on. Less.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Canada, good on you. Not only do you get Netflix way later, but you get it for cheaper.
Yeah, but there have been tons of complaints that what the actual content that's being streamed right now, the catalog, not so compelling. And I'm waiting to hear this shake out. But Netflix used Mad Men as an example of like a flagship show that you can get there. And I've gotten a bunch of comments from people on Twitter and email saying that's absolutely not available. So I've got to dig into this and see if Netflix is just hiring actors to say that Mad Men is actually available in Canada.
Or maybe it's available. Maybe the first season is available as a rental so you can get the online. Maybe you can get them eventually, but maybe it's not the live.
Yeah. I don't know. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And in Blockbuster's case, you get nothing because no one would pay for it. Blockbuster has finally done what we expected and filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They made the filing Thursday morning, asking for protection against almost $1 billion in debt.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
So they're just going to ditch the debt and start anew. Hey, I'd like to do that.
Can I do that?
I want to be Blockbuster.
I still owe
you guys. Remember
loans.
When Blockbuster was huge? Remember when Blockbuster was the
giant
thing? Roll the commercial. Remember this?
Nobody has the movie I want.
Hey, if it's on video, Blockbuster probably has it. I mean, we have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
Wow.
Over 10,000 videos.
East of Ridgeland in Oaklawn. What a difference.
And the quick drop? Come on.
And the hairstyles?
The hairstyles
of the
80s?
Yeah.
And the
kitty
and the censorship?
10,000 videos.
Yes. But then the late fees came.
Yeah, the late fees. And then there was a backlash, which brings on the other commercial, which just you can just see the crowds. It's sort of a harbinger of things to come. When Blockbuster realized, oh, people really don't like being charged late fees. And they ran this commercial where people were marching and saying no more late fees. And that was really pretty much the death knell, the start of the end.
In response to Netflix. Because
I know,
Netflix was big advertising slogan has always been no late fees.
The late fees.
Yep.
It actually kind of bummed me out when I saw Blockbuster close in our town. That is sort of a ritual, you know, like let's stop after we go get the pizza and figure out what movie we want to watch tonight, you know, like that.
You know what really bummed me out, though, when Blockbuster came into the town that I was in and the little video store that I went to that I knew the owner and they had these cool, like, foreign films and really, really neat, like, Japanese anime and different stuff that you couldn't get other places. It shut down. Bummed me out.
It really bummed me out when Kreskin drugstores closed because they just turned them all into Kmarts. And the little Kreskin in Vandalia finally went under. It was such a nice little... yes.
It's just go on forever.
It's just roadkill on the side of U.S. capitalism is Blockbuster, but...
They're not dying completely.
Yeah, if you're one of those people who uses the blue box, the Blockbuster branded blue boxes, Jose Gomez sent us a note, says that he got an email from Blue Box that says, I hope you're enjoying your combination of convenience, value, and choice. You may have heard that the company Blockbuster Inc. has announced plans to enter into bankruptcy protection. We wish them great success in that process. You should know, however, that Blockbuster Express business is 100% owned and operated by NCR Corporation, a rock-solid company that has pioneered breakthrough consumer experiences. We are not. Please keep using the blue box, for goodness sake. Why did we ever license Blockbuster's name in the first place? What were we thinking?
It's an anchor around our neck.
Right. It is the albatross on our rental business. Damn you, Redbox. All right. On to a video that's taking the internet by storm, purporting to be of an HP Slate. A guy just kind of slaps it down on YouTube and says, like, yeah, this isn't out yet, but I got a hold of one.
And look, it's got a little HP logo.
And it's Windows 7. See, I can touch around on it. And, you know, and I can, it's got the Windows 7 operating system. It looks real to me, though. It looks like he's really doing it. Is it just some sort of hacked together thing, mocked up, or did he actually get a hold of a prototype of the enterprise level HP Windows 7 tablet?
I don't know. It looked pretty legit, just with all the logos and the unique placement of the cameras. And I think this is either like a leak, you know, like a product leak Jedi, or the dumbest guy ever. Because the whole time he's shooting it, you can see his reflection in the black parts of the screen.
Yeah, but
the
you
screen.
Never get a really good face, look though. At him. Yeah.
But as you did an excellent impersonation of his drawl, I don't think this is going to be a tough one to figure out. Now, I liked that keyboard. I thought that keyboard part, and if you're watching the show, you can see it.
Takes over two-thirds of the screen, though.
It is big, but I like the contrast on the keys, and it really feels different from the iPad keyboard and the way that looks. And also the smaller form factor. What do you think about that?
I just thought he had really big hands. I didn't realize it was actually a smaller form factor. Okay.
It felt small to me.
Yeah, like, it actually doesn't look that bad, except when that keyboard came up, that made that screen look really small.
Really small, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, he's showing YouTube, so it's showing how Flash works on it and everything works on it. It is Windows 7. There's a Control-Alt-Delete here that a lot of people have pointed to, saying, like, why would you have Control-Alt-Delete on a tablet? But if it's an enterprise-level tablet, you might want to have that security. So hard to say, but intriguing. I give it a 74% chance of being real.
And I think that right now HP is looking for a large-handed, somewhat sandy brown-haired man from the southern parts of the United States with a drawl going, okay, you leaker coming after
button
you.
For very the on-screen cool. keyboard to come up.
Yep, we're going to wait for that on-screen keyboard to come up. All right, it is time now for us to take out our matches and light the news fuse. In a move that strengthens the idea of safe harbor for websites where users upload content, a Spanish court has ruled that YouTube is not liable, or liable, for any copyright or trademark infringing content that is uploaded to its site. Broadcaster Telecinco had petitioned the courts in Madrid to insist YouTube police content on its site, but when the court ruled otherwise, YouTube issued a statement calling this a clear victory for the internet and the rules that govern it. Viva safe harbor!
T-Mobile says it did not block text from Easy Texting because of medical marijuana, but because the company was allegedly using the service in ways that the carrier never approved. T-Mobile had only approved Easy Texting to use its short code for the company's bar and club alert service. Allegedly, Easy Texting used its short code to promote a, quote, unauthorized shadow program in breach of the aggregator agreement, T-Mobile's guidelines, and the Mobile Marketing Association's best practices were disregarded, they say.
We can discuss said, whether that should be allowed later, but that's that. So it wasn't about the pot. That's the point.
It's not, no, but the ganja lovers know.
It's never
know that
about
they still
the pot.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Our short code, you can't put your weed in it.
313131. Chipmaker Marvell claims to have the world's first 3-core ARM based system on a chip clocked at 1.5 gigahertz. 50% higher than today's leading phone CPUs. Only two of the Armada 628's 3 cores run at that speed. The third runs at 624 megahertz. The Armada 628 also supports 1080p, 3D video, USB 3.0, and DDR3 memory, and can project images to two LCD displays at the same time. You could watch double rainbow on two monitors.
Like one rainbow on each.
Exactly. Battery life is expected to be much improved with this chip.
I'll believe it when they ship.
When you see it, exactly.
Roku is not rolling over in the face of Apple TV. Oh, no. The new Roku lineup launched with three new models today. For $59, you get the Wi-Fi HD with HDMI and composite outputs, as well as Netflix, Amazon, and all the Roku channels, including the Twit. The $79 Roku XD adds in 1080p streaming, and the top-of-the-line $99 XDS adds in a USB port for a future local playback support, component video, optical audio out, and dual band 802.11n and Wi-Fi. So some good stuff from the Roku there, all for less or the same price as an Apple TV.
And we got our hands on that thing yesterday when it showed up at the Twit Cottage, and it is hockey puck thin, my friends. So definitely competing with Apple.
Do not play hockey with a Roku.
No. Or don't play with Apple. It's tough. NBC's Jeff Zucker thinks Apple's 99-cent TV show rentals would devalue their content and doesn't see the network jumping on board anytime soon. Meanwhile, Fox, who with ABC are on board, they may fall off the wagon soon. News Corp President Chase Carey said that the company's decision to offer Fox content via the show rental program is a short-term test.
Becky Worley is an employee of ABC.
Thank you for the disclosure.
Moving on to Microsoft. Their co-founder, Bill Gates, has been named as the wealthiest person in the United States for how many? The 17th year in a row at $54 billion. That's 34 billion. And a half billion euros. With
pounds.
Pounds, sorry. I'm like, wait, what is that? With investment guru Warren Buffett second with $45 billion. Software tycoon Larry Ellison was in third place, while Walmart heir Christy Walton was fourth on the Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans. For those keeping score, Mark Zuckerberg passed up Steve Jobs of Apple.
Ooh, go Facebook. Mm. According to the Internet Explorer 9 beta FAQ for IT professionals, if you're a Windows 7 RTM user, you will not be able to install Internet Explorer 9 when it ships until you've upgraded to Service Pack 1. Microsoft did confirm, however, that IT pros will be able to add IE9 to existing Windows 7 images in order to streamline the deployment process. But they really just want people to go ahead and keep upgrading the service packs. Don't wait for IE9. So this is kind of a way of nudging people.
Now, this last item, if you had to pick a name for a product, I'm thinking anything or something pod, that would be a bad call.
If you had started naming it like sometime after 2002.
Right. That is an important caveat. That's because poor Daniel Koken of Sector Labs has been developing a projector called the VideoPod since 2000. He's gotten funding. He's invested in branding. And this was a year before the iPod came out. Well, he's headed to court and will start testimony October 18th because Apple is just coming down hard on his use of the pod. Word. Now, this story, strangely, has a couple of Tech TV tie-ins for those of you who know that we are all alumni of the X Tech channel. The tip for this story came from Jessica Corbin, who knows the Sector Labs guys and says they're just dying like this is a real David versus Goliath story. I was researching it and saw, remember Pod Show, Adam Curry's network, and Dvorak was on that. And they had to change their name to Mevio because of the pod use in Pod Show.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought up a calendar item that I'm just going to move right up here, Tom, without even asking permission first. Mevio show, Cranky Geeks, great show about technology hosted by John C. Dvorak and our friend David Spark, a regular contributor. It was their last show today, so we want to commemorate that as a tie-in to this very strange pod story that all brought it about. It's a tear.
I'll miss you, Sebastian.
I
really liked Cranky. I was on Cranky Geeks a bunch of times. They were nice enough to have me on. They were nice enough to have me on when I worked like two blocks away. I will. R.I.P. Cranky
yes.
Geeks.
Yes.
We hardly knew how cranky ye were. Finally, a tech tackling mosquitoes with graphic processors.
I love it. NVIDIA they use NVIDIA processors to be able to figure out where mosquitoes are moving and shoot them with lasers.
Intellectual Ventures Lab is trying to figure out how to fight malaria. And one of the ways they're figuring it out is to create a photonic fence that detects mosquitoes flying at a distance and shoots them down with
Lasers!
Although this approach may sound high-tech, really it's just a bunch of video processors working to look for a mosquito-sized object. And when they detect that mosquito and they can sense that it is a mosquito, they're able to shoot photons in a from a laser at the wings and burn off the wings.
Then the poor mosquito can't fly anymore.
Or bite you.
Or bite you.
They say
anymore.
They can even detect whether the mosquito is male or female.
Yep.
In order to only shoot the females because the females. Only the females bite.
They absolutely can. And this is really interesting technology. It's based on they started out using the lasers to shoot it at blood cells to find out whether or not people were infected with malaria, because there's a certain molecule, what is it called? Hematonin? No, let me get to it. Hold on. I've almost got it.
Hemaninin?
Hemazoin.
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 Oh, the cousin.
Yeah. Hemoglobin is the actual blood oxygen carrying, iron containing oxygen grabbing molecule in the blood cell. And hemazoin are these little crystals that get sequestered inside of it with the parasite. So they can indicate whether or not a person is infected with malaria if the hemazoin reacts to the laser light. And so it's kind of neat. They're using the lasers for two different things, for detecting the malaria and then killing the mosquitoes.
Actually, they just ripped their wings off.
They're going to die. They starve
to
death. I mean, basically, they're killing the mosquitoes. They're going to starve to death. They can't do anything. I mean, the poor mosquitoes. Am I supposed to feel bad for the mosquitoes?
PETM is going to have a problem with this.
Yeah.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. Hey, thanks to Pete C. for passing along that link to us. That was really interesting. On to the calendar.
We have a few interesting stories here, starting with some phone stories. So if you have a Sprint mobile account with more than two lines, there's a funky little loophole that has originated. You have till September 27th to cancel your contract with no early termination fees. This comes to us from The Consumerist, and you should definitely check it out before you call them and say, well, the folks at TNT said I could do it. But basically what happens is they had to change a couple of the elements of their license agreement, their user agreement. And as a result, when that changes in the contract, you get a get out of jail free card. So if you're looking to get out of your family plan from Sprint, you have till September 27th. T-Mobile is offering pre-orders for the G2 starting tomorrow, but only for current customers, it seems. So check that out on T-Mobile if you are a current customer and want the G2. Toshiba going to be adding WiMAX to several of their laptops starting on September 26th. These are models like the Satellite, E205, the M645, one of their proteges, and prices start in about the $750 range. So seen it actually coming to market with the WiMAX. Then the only other thing, we mentioned it earlier, is The Social Network, the movie about Facebook, is premiering at the New York Film Festival on Friday. We shall see what sort of uproar it stirs.
The rest of us don't get to see it till October 1st, though.
Mm.
Only if you're in New York.
Yeah, I think I'll go see it.
Are you going to go, Tom?
Huh?
Becky's going to go.
I'm going to go see it when I get to, yeah. I'm not going to fly to New York tonight to go see it, though. Are you, Becky? Because you fly to New York all the time.
Listen, I can barely get out of the house to go down to Blockbuster and get a movie. And now that they're closed, you think I'm going to be flying off to Facebook movie in New York? What are you, delusional?
Just stream it.
I got two children under three years old. What are you doing to help me? You're occasionally buying diapers on Amazon and sending them to me. But other than that, how am I going to get out of the house?
I do what I can, all right? All right, on to the voicemail. This voicemail was sent to TNT at twit.tv because it is a video voicemail with a perspective on teachers and Facebook. We've been talking about that a little bit this week.
Hey, guys, about that issue concerning teachers and students being networked on Facebook, I don't think having a fan page on Facebook for each individual classroom solves the problem, because you still have the students and the teachers connected on Facebook, and that's where everyone's personal information is. Diaspora is open source. I think someone should use it to build a social networking tool for teachers and students. Anyways, love the show. Thanks.
That's a fine point. Although Diaspora apparently has some severe security flaws. People are starting to go through the code are like, yeah, this is not good. Some people are even despairing that open source contributions can even help fix it. But hopefully it will get past all of those issues, and then people can make good use of it, like making it into an educational social network. That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool.
You can give us a call, 260-TNT-SHOW, or do like our friend here did and record a video, upload it to your favorite video sharing service, and send us the link. On to the rest of our emails. Your friendly neighborhood Philip writes in and says, the morning after I heard you talk about the Not Now button on Facebook, I got a friend request from a spammer. Instantly, I saw the poor choice made by Facebook with this Not Now button. To make matters worse, clicking Not Now only gives me a yellow alert box saying we cannot process your request at this time. I'm assuming it was probably during the outage. This is probably just a small glitch with their system at the moment, but I'm really missing the ability to click ignore or no or any other negative that takes the request away for good. And I've had that problem too. The ignore button is not there if you just want to get rid of them. And if you press not now, they can still follow your feed or anything that's shared with everyone. So if you just want to be like, no, go away entirely. Mm-hmm. Again, Facebook has left you with a very hard process for protecting your privacy.
As you mentioned, it just adds a step, and it's like, come on, let me just deal with this right now. So hopefully they'll fix that and get enough feedback that no, we want that back. So we also got an email from Rich in, as he describes it, lovely Cleveland. Tom and Posse, if Rim really wanted to make a play at the tablet market, one advantage they might have is bundling their upcoming BlackPad and BlackBerry. So if they get it priced right, consider you walk into a Best Buy or another electronics outlet. You have the choice between a $500 iPad with no 3G, a $300 to $500 Galaxy Tab, and you have to get a second data contract for that, or a $500 BlackBerry and BlackPad combo. Only one contract between the two devices, because we did hear that they're going to tether it between the BlackBerry and the BlackPad. That's a rumor. Of course, if the BlackPad lays an egg like the Storm or the Torch as a consumer product, the point is moot. But Rim's idea of it as a companion device could make it a pretty good bargain.
Oh, I like
and
that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good way to bundle that, because it would look really valuable at the same price point when you get a phone and a tablet. So maybe some of the shortcomings of the tablet could be overlooked.
Yeah.
And you get two things for the price of one.
Two for
which
one.
What are you laughing at? Very American. It's the twofer deal.
Yeah. You know? It's why Costco and Sam's are so popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right. Well, thank you guys. That's the end of our show. Appreciate you watching, listening, hanging around. You can send us your ideas, your comments, your missives, your video voicemail links to TNT at twit.tv. Give us a call, 260-TNT-SHOW. That is a free call in Butler, Indiana. And you can also visit us on the web. There are links to our show notes with links to everything we talk about in the show at twit.tv/TNT. We'll see you later.